John Miller back with you here at Oracle Park, where the Giants beat the Reds 7-6. A lot of action and a very entertaining game, that's for sure. And a Giants win as the Giants even up this series at a game apiece. Now we're going to review the game with some of the highlights here in a moment. But first, let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. And in Pittsburgh, the San Diego Padres, who have just been beating everybody lately, other than the Giants last week in San Diego, they were not able to beat the Pirates. And what a long night it was at PNC Park. A night that there were seven batters hit by pitches. There were 17 walks issued in the game. And a total of 359 pitches were thrown in a game that lasted 4 hours and 7 minutes, even though the Pirates did not have to bat in the last of the ninth inning. They had already won the game. The starting pitcher for the Padres was Blake Snell, and we know how tough he is. He did not get out of the first inning. Two-thirds of an inning pitched. He had two walks. He allowed three hits, and it was just a kind of a nightmare all the way around. In fact, he also hit a batter besides that. So after 38 pitches thrown by Blake Snell, they took him out of the game. So that kind of set the tone for the rest of the night. And the Padres beaten by the Pirates 8-4. The Pirates scored 8 runs on 12 hits, plus receiving all those walks and the hit batsmen and whatnot. And the losing pitcher was Nabil Crismat, and the winning pitcher for the Pirates was the former Giant, Chris Stratton, who is now in the bullpen for the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Padres did have a home run, Trent Grisham, who is back in action now. He's already got 3 home runs, even though he's only been back for a few days. The Dodgers have just won their game over Colorado, 7-0, down in L.A. And for the Dodgers, that was Trevor Bauer, who pitched 7 innings, allowing only 1 hit with 9 strikeouts and no walks against the Colorado Rockies. He threw 99 pitches, so they took him out of there. The Dodgers had home runs from Corey Seager, Chris Taylor, Mookie Betts, and Max Muncy. 4 home runs for L.A. tonight. And Antonio Senzatella took the loss for the Colorado Rockies. Now, the Giants with a 7-6 win over the Reds. Time for the Honda highlights of the game. Honda's Dream Garage Spring event is on, with dream deals like 0% financing on approved credit. Through May 2nd, here in 2021. It did not start promisingly in this would-be pitcher's duel with Gausman, who came in with a 1.32 earned run average. He'd been just exceptionally good his first two starts. And although a terrible first start for Luis Castillo, an outstanding performance in his second start. And then things kind of came unraveled in a hurry for Gausman. With one out in the first inning, Castellanos hit a single, bringing up Joey Votto. Now the pitch, Votto swings, and it's a high drive. Deep left field, way back there, still going. It is gone. And for the second night in a row, Joey Votto hits a home run. Last night into the bay, and tonight he hits it to the opposite field. Yeah, so Joey Votto, 2 homers in 2 nights here. Next up was Eugenio Suarez, and he walked, bringing up another power hitter, Mike Moustakas. Crawford at short, pulled in a bit, and shaded toward the middle. The pitch. There's a shot deep into right field. You can forget about this one, and that is headed into the water. A 2-run homer for Moustakas, and the Reds have a 4-0 lead. 4 hitters in a row have reached here, including 2 2-run homers. Votto. Yeah, so it was rather stunning. 5 batters into his night, and Kevin Gausman was already behind 4-0. He settled in from there. But the Giants, when they came to the plate in the last of the first inning, were already down by 4 against Luis Castillo. But Tommy La Stella, who had a 3-hit game, and he battled Castillo before lining a base hit to get the Giants going. So La Stella was aboard for Mike Yastrzemski. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing, and there's a shot deep into right field, way back there, still going. Adios, pelota! A screamer that hit the green rooftop above the Levi's landing, just to the right of the 365 marker, and skipped up into the arcade. Second home run. Yeah, second home run for Yaz. And looking at the replay later on, I'll have to amend that. It did not hit the green rooftop. It cleared that and hit an empty bleacher seat behind there, and then took a bounce up onto the arcade. Anyway, a home run for Yaz, and it was a screamer, 109 miles an hour off his bat, which we're told is the hardest hit ball of his Giants career. So that was pretty impressive for Yaz. Then the next two hitters both went down, but Evan Longoria with two down got a base hit. The Giants trailing 4-2, so Longo was on base for Brandon Crawford. 3-1 pitch, cross swing, and he hits a high drive. Deep left center, going far back. Senzel at the warning track, at the wall, he leaps, and goodbye! A two-run opposite field home run for Crawford to tie the game in the first inning. First time in the history of this ballpark, this is the 22nd season of baseball here, that four home runs were hit in the first inning of a game. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find any inning, first, seventh, eighth, whatever, of any game in which four home runs were hit, but all in the first inning of this one. So it was 4-4. The Giants had come roaring back to tie it up against Castillo. But with two down in the second inning, Kevin Gausman walked Jesse Winker, and then Nick Castellanos ripped a double down the left field line, and Winker came all the way around to score. And just like that, the Reds were back in front, 5-4. And this time they would hold that lead for a while. In fact, let's jump ahead now into the sixth inning. By that time, Castillo was out of the game. The Giants forced him to throw 98 pitches in his five innings, so they got rid of him rather early, which is always part of the game plan for the Giants, especially against the top pitchers like that. So they got him out of there, and the Reds went to their bullpen, the veteran Sean Doolittle, who was off to a good start this year. He got the pinch hitter Wilmer Flores to lead off the sixth inning on a fly ball, but then Evan Longoria got him.
One out here in the sixth, and the pitch. Longoria, high and deep to left. It is out of here, and this game is tied. First pitch from Doolittle, and he smokes it into left center field. It's 5-5.
We'll make that the hit of the game, sponsored by Pig in a Pickle, home of the best barbecue in the Bay Area. Visit them at piginapickle.com or in Corte Madera today. The Giants weren't finished. With two down, Buster Posey ripped a single into left field, and that was all for Doolittle. In from the bullpen came Carson Fulmer, the right-hander, after Austin Slater, a right-handed hitter, had been entered in as a pinch hitter for Lamont Wade Jr. So Posey at first, two down, Slater battling it out with Fulmer.
Slater drives it into right center field. Nobody's there. It's into triples alley. Buster Posey is going to score. He hits the bag at third. India's got it. His throw home. Not in time. Slater with a triple, and the Giants take the lead. A pinch hit triple.
So huge, and that gave the Giants their first lead in this game. And the player we give credit to for his stellar performance is Austin Slater, who came through in the clutch. Giants have not been getting much production out of their pinch hitters. Coming into this game, Giants pinch hitters as a group have been 2-for-21, and the only pinch hitter that got a hit tonight was Austin Slater, and the Giants used six different pinch hitters. So that was something where they did really well last year. They had the best group of pinch hitters statistically in the majors last season, so maybe there are a lot more pinch hits still to come, but a big one at a big time there from Austin Slater to put the Giants ahead. Now, the lead was short-lived. The Reds came up in the seventh inning, and Wandy Peralta came on in relief of Kevin Gausman, who had been lifted for a pinch hitter. But Jonathan India got an infield hit. Then it was one thing after another. There was a balk committed by Peralta. The first base umpire, Bill Welke, said that he did not come to a complete stop. So now India moved into scoring position. Then there was a wild pitch. The ball got under the glove of Buster Posey and through his legs. And India was at third base. And then he scored when the pinch hitter Blandino hit a little pop fly into shallow center field just off the fingertips of Crawford's glove. And just like that, the Reds had tied the game again at six. Peralta settled in after that and got out of the inning without further damage. But we went into the last of the seventh. It was 6-6, and left-hander Cionel Perez came in from the Reds bullpen. And Donovan Solano entered the game as a pinch hitter. And the Giants knew that Perez had had some control problems, and he had more tonight as Solano led off with a walk. Yastrzemski was next, and he walked, putting two men on. Dubon then was a pinch hitter for Dickerson. He grounded into a force out at second. So now Solano was at third. Dubon was at first, and Wilmer Flores was brought up as had already entered the game in the previous inning as a pinch hitter for Belt. So the right-handed batting Flores was coming up, and Lucas Sims, who in the Reds' bullpen, this side of their closer, Amir Garrett, is probably the and the guy we saw last night, who's just a monster, T.J. Antone, the best bet for the Reds in their bullpen tonight anyway in that spot to get the strikeout, which they wanted. So it was Sims facing Flores, but Flores got that runner home from third. Two on, one out. The pitch, swing, and there's a fly ball into right center field. Tagging at third is Solano. The ball is caught by the center fielder Senzel. And Solano will score easily, and the Giants are back ahead, 7-6. Yeah, Wilmer Flores getting it done. The clutch sacrifice fly. The Giants got that run that proved to be the winning run without benefit of a hit in the seventh inning. The Giants sixth place in all of Major League Baseball out of the 30 big league teams for drawing walks. And although they never walked against the Reds starter Castillo, they got four walks in the seventh and eighth innings combined against the Reds' bullpen. And one of those to Solano ended up being the winning run of the game. So now the bullpen had the one-run lead. And the first in from the pen was Tyler Rogers. And, man, was he tough. He had a whole team that had never seen him before. Castellanos was first, a swinging strike three. Then Votto, a swinging strike three. But Eugenio Suarez hit a double, and now Farmer in to run, so the possible tying run was at second base, and the veteran, Mike Moustakas, who already had hit a two-run homer tonight, was at the plate. Crawford, the shortstop, pulled over toward the middle. Solano on the edge of the outfield grass, shaded toward first. The 0-2 pitch, swung out and missed. He struck him out with that rising slider. And he got the Reds to chase that one with two strikes three times in the inning. Three strikeouts for Tyler Rogers. The runner is stranded at second. Yeah, so great work there by Rogers, who now has a 1.29 earned run average. And with the score still 7-6 in the ninth inning, the ball was handed to Jake McGee. And McGee got the first man, Senzel, but he walked Jonathan India, the first major league walk for the young rookie sensation, who is leading major league rookies in a lot of categories so far. So now India, the possible tying run, was aboard. And Aristides Aquino came up, tall, strong, and huge power. But he took a called third strike from Jake McGee, two down in the inning. And then the young catcher, who also has enormous power, Stevenson, was the Reds' final hope. McGee bent over at the waist, reading the sign from Posey, now goes into his stretch. He holds, he kicks, he throws. Strike three called in the outside corner, and the ball game is over. So the Giants come from behind a couple of times in this game to beat the Reds 7-6. A very entertaining night. The winning pitcher is Wandy Peralta, with McGee getting his fifth save, and the losing pitcher, Cionel Perez. So the Giants are now 7-4, And the rubber match of the series, the final game of the homestand also. So Johnny Cueto up against his old Reds team tomorrow at 12:45, first pitch. And before we give you any of the particulars about that, time for the K Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. Those two strikeouts in the ninth meant a grand total of 12 strikeouts for Giants pitching in this game. And for the Cincinnati Reds, a total of 12 strikeouts also. So a lot of strikeouts, a lot of homers, a lot of runs, a lot of excitement out here at the ballpark tonight. The program was put together by our producer and engineer, Darren Chan, Danny Dunn, our network coordinator. 12:45 game time tomorrow, 11:45 for the pregame show. And tickets available at sfgiants.com/tickets, sfgiants.com/tickets. Baseball in the sunshine. I hope you can make it out here. And we had tiny crowds these first two nights, 3,673 tonight. So come out and enjoy Giants baseball, socially distanced, and hope to see you before the Giants hit the road for the East Coast for the first time in a long, long time. Last time they were on the East Coast, we were talking about it during the postgame wrap, was the final road trip back in 2019, in September of 2019, when they went to Boston and Atlanta, and have not been in the Eastern time zone ever since. But first, the game tomorrow, 12:45. We'll see you then. John Miller saying good night from Oracle Park. The final, again, was the Giants over the Reds, 7-6.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.